Looking back at the whole scenario that you just described, how would it change if you knew the patient had a BRCA germline mutation?
Boy, good question. And again, NCCN, ASCO, and our society, the Society of Gynecologic Oncologists, all three recommend that every patient, everyone, with an epithelial ovarian cancer be BRCA tested. And in the beginning, as I said, the chance is about 15 to 20%. As the patients respond over and over again, the chance of being BRCA positive increases because the BRCA positive patients do better. The phenotype of BRCA germline mutation is multiple responses and frequently high-grade serous, but not always. You can't figure out who's BRCA positive based on histology, age of onset, or family history. That's why we test everyone. So to this point, it probably would not have changed much, but now if she's going to fail platinum-resistant treatment, that will be her third treatment. And then what's next would be fourth line, and she could be treated on label with olaparib. We've had olaparib, the first in-class PARP inhibitor, FDA approved since December 19th, 2014, approved for fourth line and beyond in patients with a BRCA deleterious or suspected deleterious germline mutation.
I want to ask you to go through some of the clinical research data addressing that question as well as other PARP inhibitors. But just to get back to BRCA testing, can you comment a little bit about the various types of assays that are done right now and how you utilize these?
So first of all, who should test these patients? And I'll get back to that. But we do a lot of testing in my office. And when I test in my office, I only test for BRCA. I can counsel the patients, but there are these panels that are BRCA-like genes that are part of the HBOC, hereditary breast and ovarian cancer syndrome. It takes a lot of counseling, and I don't have the expertise or time to do that. But I have no trouble in my office just testing for BRCA. The Myriad test is the one that's the companion diagnostic for olaparib. I've never had a denial for olaparib if another non-Myriad company has done the test. So you can test anyone. So the first question is, who should order the test, me or the genetic counselor? The second is, should it be BRCA alone or should it be a panel? I generally test in my office because insurance doesn't pay for counseling. Counseling is really important. But if I want her tested according to the guidelines, send her to a counselor and the insurance denies it, then the only thing that happened is she didn't get tested. So I don't, when I test out of my office, I don't mean to usurp the great work and important work of a counselor. I'm just trying to be practical because genetic counseling isn't paid for very well.
Can you talk a little bit more about the types of panels that are done and what you do if someone has, some type of variant mutation?
Right. So the panels generally test for other hereditary genes, such as P53 Li-Fraumeni, such as the mismatch repair genes, which we see in the Lynch syndrome. And we have guidelines on how to deal with those. But your question was a variant of undetermined significance. A variant of undetermined significance is handled as negative. So we try not to get distracted. What the provider will say, well, Brad, the mother had a VUS. I'm like, of course, how else did she inherit it? Right? So just because the mother had ovarian cancer and the daughter has a VUS doesn't mean that the variant of undetermined significance is etiologic. We inherit these genes from our parents. So the fact that it's carried on across the lineages doesn't mean it's etiologic. And most of the time, they're not attributable to the cancer. Good question.